Welcome to Q&A with T and K. They've surfed the interwebs. They've contemplated, ruminated, and speculated. They've checked the teletype, and now they're ready to answer your questions. Here are your hosts, Tiffany and Kristen.
Hello, and welcome to Q&A with T and K. Hey. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Kristen.
And we are your hosts for the evening, or the daytime, or the afternoon.
It's evening, yeah. Mm-hmm.
For any time.
Yes. Question. What's our question today?
Our question today, well, we picked a silly one today.
Yeah,
we've done a couple serious topics, and Chris and I both have a lot going on right now. Time of reference, it's beginning of November, which means busy, busy, busy in school world.
Yeah.
So we picked a silly one. Our question today is, what is the recipe for rum punch? There's a little backstory about the rum punch.
Yeah, tell it.
This question comes from Heather from Canada.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hi, Heather.
So the rum punch.
Hi.
Yeah. Shout out to her. The rum punch comes from UnCon. When we were all at the City Museum, which is an amazing place that if you haven't heard of it, you should go.
Do you remember the smell of City Museum?
Oh, I don't.
Are
but
you
if there was like
me?
A chlorinated, I'm sure if I smelled something that was the smell, I'd be like, that's what it smells like.
It's not even chlorinated. It was like, old, I can't even figure out what it is. It's like this is nasty. It's like this
nasty?
Humid, yes, it's like this humid, moldy, human, dirty armpit smell. And I just get whiffs of this weird smell every once in a while, and it takes me right back to City Museum. And
wow.
UnCon, yes. And it, like, seriously, like, would make me want to gag a little bit because it does smell bad in there.
I didn't think
anyway.
It smelled bad at all. It smelled like, I don't know how to describe it.
I don't know. It was
like
just
right
name,
before you
like
walk
right
into
you...
the pool.
Oh.
It was very chloriney to me.
No. It was like just the main, like, when you first walked in, not necessarily where we were, like, up in the.
Yeah.
Conference room thing or whatever you want to call that hall.
Yeah. The echo chamber.
The echo chamber, but in the middle, like when you first walk in the main door downstairs, and there's like 7 million people right there, and they all are like close, and they're like breathing out air. It's like breathed out air smell.
Ooh, yeah. Yep. Breathed out air.
That should be a Mr. Sketch book. Scented marker.
Oh, man.
Air.
Ew. What other really good Mr. Sketch marker flavors could we come up with from preschool?
Oh,
I would
want to
put fresh crayon box in there. That would be the one that I like secretly color everything with.
That would be a really good one. Mine would be scotch tape. Yeah, like there's like supply cupboards where if there's like a box of scotch tape in there and you open up the supply cupboard.
Yeah.
This is seriously like really funny and off topic, and I'm kind of getting the giggles. But like it's like this amazing teacher smell where it's like scotch. I love scotch tape smell.
Oh,
a good one. Yeah,
that is a good one.
What else?
Okay, back to rum punch.
Okay.
Got a little distracted here. So, at the City Museum, it's a very interesting place in that it's for children and adults. It's like everybody gets to play. So, there are all these cool things and places for kids to climb and experiences for kids to have. And they have like a true art studio. But they also have alcohol.
Yeah.
Which is like, grown-ups can have fun here too. In particular, there was a bar underneath the, what is the dragon slide? What would you call that slide?
Yes, I don't know what that slide.
It was like a saloon.
Mm-hmm.
And they
was this the sardines night, by the way?
This was the sardines night. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, the one that I threw a little hissy fit at and left.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. So keep on.
They were selling rum punch was like the drink of the night. And it was delicious. And everybody got rum punch. And
gosh.
I thought it was a perfect beverage for preschool teachers because of Mary Poppins.
Oh, rum punch.
Rum
yeah.
punch. Mmm. Rum punch. You know that
yes.
part?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
What That's
what
it tastes
like
to her.
Tasting the spoonful of sugar medicine, whatever.
Yeah. And everybody mm-hmm. said what they wished it tasted like.
Rum punch.
Because I'm pretty
yes.
sure it was cod liver oil, right? Ew.
Yeah. Ew. I don't know.
And she wished it tasted like rum punch.
Rum punch, yes. Now that you
Mary
say
Poppins,
that, very
I get
much,
you.
Yes. I love Mary Poppins.
Me too.
Yeah.
She's the best. She
yes.
made all
okay.
the work seem like play.
She did, and that's what life should be. It should all be, you know, play. So how do you make rum punch? I've never made rum punch. I've had rum punch, like, once in Mexico.
Well, Kristen, I called the City Museum.
Seriously?
And, yeah. Yep. I talked to Tony,
not.
The bar manager.
Oh my
and
gosh,
Tony,
hilarious.
The bar manager, said that it was definitely Joe because
okay.
he's the only one who would make any sort of drink like that. But Joe's on vacation.
Oh, man.
So we will, next episode, have to have an interview with Joe.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny. So you don't know the recipe?
I don't know. I don't know their recipe.
Okay.
But
you know our recipe?
I mean, yeah.
What is rum punch? Is it like rum and punch?
Well.
Like Hawaiian punch? Or like what?
I think there are a bunch of different types. Like everybody has. It's not like a mojito.
Okay.
Where you like. You know, a mojito is like a very specific, you put in this much of this thing and this much of this thing. This is more like fancy jungle juice. It's jungle
Ooh.
Juice for preschool teachers.
Ooh. Okay, so like what is rum? Is rum like, what is rum?
That's a good question. What is rum? What is it made from?
I don't know.
Before I tell you what rum is made from, because I can tell you that too, I can tell you about
okay.
rum punch.
Okay.
Martha Stewart says that it's got some orange juice, some pineapple juice, some lime juice, some cranberry juice, some grenadine, and some rum.
Wow, that's a lot of ingredients. That's very complicated.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. basically every sort of fruit juice that you have in the fridge plus rum.
Got it.
Yeah.
Ooh, yum.
What is... rum is made from sugar cane. The alcohol
oh.
made from sugar cane.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this leads us to a bigger topic. Not
yeah.
Because this is a preschool podcast, not a booze podcast.
Right.
But, you know, what
yeah.
are we seeing at the moment? The bigger question is, what do teachers do to unwind?
Oh, God. I mean,
so
gosh.
Apparently rum punch is what every preschool teacher should be doing, according to Mary Poppins.
Totally. Well, okay. Do you want to hear, like, what my day was today? This is, I'm going to
yes.
tell you, like, a
tell
typical life, a typical day in my life. This is
mm-hmm.
typical. It's a little bit it's a little bit atypical because my husband and my 7-year-old son left for California this morning. So we
oh.
have a lot of emotions to deal with on top of the whole
yeah.
day. So, I'm 35. I'm a mother of 4 children. My husband and I have been married for 14 years and, almost 14 years. It'll be 14 in August.
Awesome.
And so we woke up, I got up at 5:30 this morning and normally, what day is it today? Thursday?
Oh, Thursday.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings, I start my morning with CrossFit because that's my only time to myself out of my whole
yeah.
entire week. I get like 3 hours a week to go and work out, and that's just my time with my friends, and it's just my downtime. It's like my only time. So I think working out is a big way that a lot of people de-stress and have time to themselves. But mine happens to happen at like 5 in the morning. So then come home and then I have to get 4 children out the door. So that's getting, 2 of them are in school, elementary school, so it's getting backpacks ready and lunches packed and breakfast made and clothes on. And then I have a child that has, a 7-year-old son has, he really has issues with school and doesn't like it at all. So we find lots of things that, aren't right. So it could be that his genes don't feel right. And he has some sensory things that happen too, but it could be that his jeans are too long or his jeans are too short or his jeans are too tight around the waist. And so it's trying to figure out clothing for him. And it's his trying to find mittens that he can put all of his fingers into the holes without, they can't stop on the way through the holes because then if there's like a, I don't know, it has to be like a smooth entrance into the glove for his hand. Otherwise, we can't wear those. So it's like all of these little things. And then, you know, the baby, he's almost 18 months old and he, you know, he's just cute as can be. And today, I have to tell you, it's National Redhead Day. And so three of us in our household are redheads. So it's a big celebration. And I found out too today that the least common person in the whole entire world is a red-haired, blue-eyed person.
Whoa.
And that's what all three of us are.
Whoa.
Oh,
you are unique.
Yes, great. So we had to say goodbye to my husband and my son who are headed off to California this morning to go watch some football games out there. And so then we had in – actually, then I had to go and drop Knox off, my little boy, littlest baby, at daycare. And I had to do daycare provider's daughter's hair because she was in this big event today in Minnesota with this humongous hospital, got a new helicopter pad, and she got to land on it for the first time. Anyway, so I had to do her hair for this photo shoot because I used to be a hairstylist. I don't know if you knew that about me, but
I didn't.
I did.
That's awesome.
Yes. For like 12 years, I did hair. I worked literally through school for being a teacher by doing hair.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I know. I went to school for a year to get my cosmetology license. Little fun fact. So then... I could just keep going on and on and on. So then did her, this is still like 6:50 in the morning. I've done all this. 6:50 head to daycare and then, drop off Knox, then go into preschool and I have 2 kids with me still. And so then get to preschool. I have to get the room set up and thank goodness I have an amazing staff who does most of it. I just have to do one little piece of something in the morning and get, you know, a little check-in for the kids ready. And then my oldest daughter, one of my assistant teachers, takes my oldest daughter to school for me so that I can get everybody welcomed for the day because she has to be at school kind of right when all the kids are arriving for preschool. So one of my assistants takes my daughter to school. And then, so we had our whole entire school day. I met with the QRS quality rating system people for Minnesota today to
what kind of meeting
fun
was
conversation
that?
it was a good meeting I had lots of questions of course and don't know if we'll proceed but that's a whole other show topic so met with him. Day ends it's supposed to end at 3:00 and I kind of wrap up and usually I'm out of there by 3:30. But today we had an outdoor cleanup. We have a humongous outdoor classroom. It's like 1 acre. It's certified by Nature Explorer. And it's amazing outdoor space. However, there's a lot of upkeep, maintenance and stuff for it that we don't have time for as teachers. So we had not all of our parents because we have like 65 families. Mm-hmm. We had 6 families show up to help.
Nice.
And then they did all the cleanup, and I watched kids inside while they did all the cleanup. And mind you, it was snowing for the first time here as they were cleaning up.
What?
Yeah. So then we had a pizza party afterwards. I bought pizza for everybody, and we had pizza. And then I had to have a babysitter at my house because my husband's in California.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so then I got home at like 6:30. We have 35 chickens. And so
at
I
your house.
I had to get the chickens all organized. And then we found out yesterday that my baby's he's allergic to cats. We had to put the cats down in the barn, and I had to make sure the kittens were all fed. And anyway, so then I get home, say goodbye to the babysitter, have to get all the kids to bed. Nobody wanted to go to bed, as you see. I was texting you. I was texting you during all this. And the four-year-old's not sleeping, and now she is sleeping, and the baby's awake. Anyway, that was my day. So I'm unwinding with a little Rosalita, which is rum punch. But that was my
day. You can dream of rum punch.
That's an
action-packed day. My day was
it is
not,
an action-packed day.
We had a funny thing happening where I had literally just walked in the door because of the time difference between us.
We
don't live in the same place also.
No, she lives in Oregon and I live in Minnesota.
Yeah, we're far away.
Mm-hmm.
But this funny thing happened where I like just walked in the door, just like put all the mail away and put my coat away. And then I was like, oh, I'm supposed to podcast next. right as I got the text from you, that was like, sorry, it's taking so long. The kids aren't going to sleep yet. And I was like, wow, that's early bedtime. Oh, yeah. It was time difference.
Oh, yeah.
So it worked out perfectly.
It did work out perfectly.
It did. It did.
Totally. So for me, how do I unwind? Mine is working out. And mine is watching good TV. And right now I'm really consumed in the show Parenthood. And
I want to watch it. You said good things.
Yes, you have Netflix. You need to start from the beginning and watch the video. You're going to, like, Netflix binge because it is, like, the best. And the awesome thing is that it revolves around these four kids who are grown up. They're all brothers and sisters, two brothers, two sisters.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I have. I have two boys and two girls. And so I picture my life in 20 years. And I'm like, this is my life. This is what I wanted to be. Because it's
that's
glorious.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. That's how I, right now, being a busy mom, that's what I do. I get to like good TV and talk with my friend Tiffany on the phone, and that's a really good
unwind. I would have to add that high on my list of unwinding. It's a little bit of commiserating.
I feel
like I'm all day, my job is to be such a cheerleader.
Right.
And, like, at school, I want to be this positive force that's moving things forward. Every once in a while, you just got to be like, man, I had to change that kid's pants four times today. And at school, I don't even care. But at home, I can be like, every time that was hard. And I did it four times.
my goodness. So I have to just tell you a little thing that happened today. Because I think another part of unwinding is telling people about fun things that happen during your day and being able to.
I love doing the, like, modern-day slideshow where I force my husband to sit down and just, like, flip through all the photos in my phone. And then we jumped in this mud puddle. And then, look, he decided to mix all the glitter in with the paint. And it was so cool. And it was the first time he ever did art with us.
That's so
grown-up
cool.
Slideshow is fun too.
Okay, so that one of the pods, I think it was Messy Play. I talked about a little boy who cut his hair and colored his face with a marker in the same day, and his mom was just like, "Oh, hello, same boy today." We have a typewriter, and I just ordered a new ink reel for it. I don't know what it's called. Like the little ink
ribbon.
Okay, an ink reel. That was a pretty good description. And I knew what I was talking about.
I got it. A good picture.
So he took it out and wrapped it around his body. And it was around his neck. Not like choking him, but like he had it like resting on the back of his neck. And we could tell because there was a humongous stripe across the back of his neck, exactly where the ribbon had been. Wrapped around his whole shirt. And he seriously, like, wrapped himself up in it. Like, if you would imagine yourself wrapping yourself up in, like, a blanket.
He like cozied himself up in this ribbon and
just covered in ink. Oh no.
Oh my gosh. And it doesn't come out. Magic erasers normally can take anything off of anything, not typewriter ink.
Oh no.
I don't know what the home remedy for that would be. Even we tried alcohol, that didn't take it off. So his mom came today and I go, he kind of got into a tussle with the typewriter ribbon today.
Oh, man.
Needless to say, you know, she just kind of basically rolls her eyes when she comes to get him out. No, kind of just like a, oh, what did you do now? A type of a thing. Not
yeah.
frustrated with us at all, but.
Yeah, she
so
like
anyway, I think,
kind of expects it a little bit. You think if he's getting into that much mess at school, you think he would definitely do it at home.
Oh, my gosh, totally. I know.
Either that or it's one of those things where, like, home is spotless. And
I don't know.
School is the only
really
place he feels he has space to do that.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what it would be. I don't know what it's like. Anyway, he's, like, one of my – I just love him. I adore him. I think he's just the cutest little thing, and he just – I see such a free little spirit in him, and I'm trying to nurture that. So
I love it.
He's great. So that I share things like that with my husband, and I like to tell stories about things that have happened during the day and share with my husband that.
Yeah.
And even my kids. My kids love to hear stories about things that happened at preschool. So I think that's a fun way to unwind is to kind of let people
yeah.
know. The fun things
all
that happen.
All those crazy
the funny
preschoolers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How
like
about you?
Well, I like to consume an alcoholic beverage.
Okay. Yep.
I also.
Do you do rum punch on a regular basis?
No. Well, my husband is a craft beer distributor, so it's usually beer. Yeah.
I did not know this.
Yes. Now you do.
Tell
double
me
incentive
what,
to come visit.
What does craft mean? Like, what does craft beer mean?
That means, like, small-scale breweries.
Okay.
It's like,
more like
the cool,
indie,
fancy stuff.
Like the hipster beer.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
Sure. Yeah.
That's awesome. So you
yeah,
try, like,
it's awesome.
Things.
Yeah, we have, we, like, never have the same thing.
That's cool.
Like we always have something different. What's weird is that the same way that you and I remember preschool stories,
uh-huh.
he could tell you what I ordered for like every beer I've ever had. Someone will be like, oh, have you had this new, you know, have you had the new Commons such and such beer? And I'd be like, I don't think so. And Kurt would be like, yeah, you ordered it like a month ago. Remember
oh.
when we were at this place? I'd be like, no, I don't remember that at all. But he does. He remembers it every time.
Oh, funny.
Other things I do to unwind is I like a good Netflix in the tub.
Okay, yep. Mm-hmm.
If it's been an especially stressful day, just like get the nice hot tub going, put on a show, just chill.
Totally.
I tend to like hold all of my tension in my muscles, just like picture like the old lady with a cane. Who, like, has the Mr. Magoo eyes that can't see. Like, that's what I look like when I'm stressed out. So, like, really?
Were you just
scrunching
up your face as you said that?
Yeah, I was.
I could totally tell in your voice and how we're talking.
Other things, I found that learning, like, actively learning things also helps me with the stress.
Okay.
So, like, if I have a particularly tough kid, I'll just, like, weird, compulsively research everything I can find about.
Really? And that helps you de-stress?
Yeah. Because I feel like I've done something.
Right, yeah.
Means, like, I get stressed out when I'm not doing anything unless
I know,
I'm, like,
I do too.
Purposefully doing a thing.
I think all preschool teachers are, like, family child care and preschool teacher people, we're the same. Like, we, like, have this drive to always learn and be doing something, and our brains are always going, like, 700 million miles a minute and don't slow down.
Yeah.
I think that's a very common trait of early childhood people.
And I think that it leads to us being stressed out and sick all the time.
Yeah.
That's like, I used to get sick all the time before I really had my relaxation plan down.
Yeah.
Also important to winding down, stop checking email.
Oh my gosh.
It's like impossible.
It is. Well, and I'm like an Instagrammer. Like I sit and like scroll Instagram.
Yeah.
And I scroll Facebook, and that's like a really bad thing. I should, you know, I think that there needs to be like a time to put it down.
Yeah.
So I think that's one thing.
There's
nothing.
I learned that the very hard way my first couple years. There's nothing worse than laying in bed and like doing that in bed. And that's when you get the angriest email from a parent. It's always when you're about to go to sleep. It's never when you're like, oh, it looks like I've gotten an angry email. I have time to deal with it.
Oh, right. I'm so excited to deal with this right now at night.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so I had a little bit of, I'm trying to generally just live a healthier lifestyle as far as trying to eat more whole foods that are good for you and like cut some of the sugar out because the entire society is addicted to sugar. And I don't know if you do this, but like sugar is more addicting than like cocaine. So,
I'm aware. I'm also trying to cut the sugar.
It's so hard. And
it's so hard.
So I was at CrossFit the other day and if you're listening and you're a CrossFitter, you know every CrossFit community box, that's what they call the gym, is a box, has a fabulous community of people who are always like willing to help you in all aspects of your life. And so one of the coaches, I said, okay, here's the deal. I cannot focus on nutrition right now because I'm doing this, that, and the other thing. I'm in the process of researching elementary school. I'm running a new program in town, a preschool. I'm like doing all of these things and I cannot focus on one thing. Like I can't, I'm always trying to learn and absorb everything that it's really hard for me to like focus on myself. And so he said, okay, here's what you need to do. And this is really good advice. I've been trying to do it. He said, you need to like compartmentalize your life. And you actually like need to like schedule in time for yourself where there's zero, you put your phone down and you find something that you like to do. At least try to do it at least once a day. If it's reading a book or if it's working out or if it's cooking or if it's something that you like to do, but there's no distraction there. And so he was trying to find time for me to do that. And we were laughing because it's like no time. It's when my kids go to bed. And so trying to like carve out those blocks of time that's just for yourself to concentrate on things that you like to do and that you enjoy doing. And, so that was really good advice is just to compartmentalize your life. Like, on the weekend, if at all possible, like, do not check your work email or do not
plan.
Yes. So I've been trying. And I think that that's helping me to relax a little bit more and just trying to live in the moment with my family so that I'm 100% present for my kids when they need me. So I'm not constantly trying to be working when I'm at home. So,
I love it.
That's
it. I wish that everyone could do that. I feel sometimes like I live this crazy, amazing life in which we're a four-day-a-week school district, so nobody ever goes to work on Friday. So it's like that is my automatic built-in alone time Friday.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing.
I get to go to Costco without a bunch of lines. I get to get my oil changed without a bunch of lines. Like, all the things. It's great.
That is amazing.
And it's so important.
That is.
When you start up your own school district, you should plan that into your schedule.
That is amazing.
But other things I would add to the list, reading.
Yes.
Everybody says, like, oh, read a book. Reading a book for 5 minutes, it's like you've been in a different world for 30.
Right.
Any activity that you feel like has taken more time in a good way than it takes to do is a good activity.
Yeah.
So for me, it's also Zumba. I like to do some workout, rock out, dance out.
Perfect.
Yeah. But that's one of those things that by the time the class is over, it's like, it's been an hour?
I know.
Like, yeah.
I know.
Or reading does that to me, too.
Yes.
Just have no where you are able to lose your concept of time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or playing games. I'm into board games.
Ooh.
Board
yeah.
games are fun. Video games, too.
Fun.
Not as
aliens?
Much anymore,
what
but.
Did you say aliens?
No, I said video games.
Oh, video games. Video games. Oh, that's funny.
But
yeah.
Anything that makes it feel like you've been, it's like it gives you extra time, even though
yeah.
it's the same amount of time.
I have to check the time, by the way. What time? Oh, it's time.
It's time to
oh.
We need to do what would you do? It's time for our what
would you do?
What would you do? Okay. Kristen, this one takes a little prep.
Okay.
Kristen, what is your favorite band or musical artist?
Whoa. Okay. My favorite band or musical artist.
Yeah. Maybe it's multiple.
Maybe
you change your answer next time. This is a low pressure.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'll tell you genres. How about I'm going to start there. So this
okay.
is a little weird fact about myself. Maybe other people are like this as well. So I only listen to country music in the summertime.
Yes, same.
Okay. So it's like my favorite thing to like mow. We have like a 6-acre lawn. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this amazing riding lawnmower. That
mm-hmm.
I have these really awesome headphones that my husband bought for me. And
yeah.
I love to mow the lawn. Oh, and this is a really, this ties in. I mean, this ties
yeah.
in because that is
There's
my favorite
thing,
to do in the summer is
yeah.
to relax. So I mow the lawn because there's
oh, you're
nobody,
such an old man.
I'm all by myself. Like, there's nobody around me, and I can go really fast because it's a fast lawnmower. And
yeah.
I zoom around the lawn. It is so relaxing. I love mowing the lawn.
Awesome. And I'm so glad you brought that up because tasks that accomplish something but are also relaxing are also relaxing.
Yeah.
I love to
yeah.
weed. I'm a weeder.
Oh, funny.
I will weed anything you want.
Really?
Because it feels like I can turn other things down because I'm doing an important thing, but really
right.
that important thing
I
is also
weed.
Taking care of myself. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. And it feels really good to pull something with really long roots out of the ground.
Mm, yeah, when I'm just like, I can't even
yeah.
go like,
yes.
that, did that come through?
Okay, so I only listen to country music in the summer.
Okay.
Okay, what do, this is hilarious. You're going to think this is hilarious. My favorite thing to listen to is like Broadway show tunes. Like
yes.
Oh my
okay.
gosh. I will put it on Pandora and like my kids think it's hilarious because I'll be like 525,600
minutes.
Yep. Oh my gosh. Like Chicago is my favorite soundtrack. I know every single song. Like I imagine myself as like Roxy Hart. Oh my gosh.
I love it. Okay,
me.
So here's, are you ready for the what would you do?
Oh, that's not the what would you do?
No, that's
that
not it. That's
question.
Part one.
Okay, okay.
Here's the
okay.
what would you do. Someone has offered you front row seats to your dream cast of Chicago.
Oh.
You get to bring a friend
okay.
or as many people as you want. Let's say that.
Yeah.
But in exchange, you have to give your kids worksheets for a week.
Oh.
Or is a week? Is the week the tipping point? I don't know.
I don't know.
Would you do it?
No.
No.
Not.
Is there any, what like, is a day? Would you do it one day?
And they had to sit down and be forced to do it?
Yeah.
No.
You're amazing.
I would not. I wouldn't. I think about how many little hearts I would, like, like, even if it's a, there are some kids, yes, who would sit down and be like, oh, this is awesome. I'm going to do this. This is so fun. There's some kids who would love it. And there's some kids that it would break their heart to have to sit there. And I think the reason that I say I absolutely would not do that is because I've seen my own son have suffer because of things, just things that he has to do that are beyond his control that he doesn't understand. And I would not make my preschool kids do that. No, no.
That's awesome.
So, there.
Oh, Kristen, that's part of why I love you.
Aww. You're so sweet.
Okay. Well, everybody, it's been fun.
And we'll see you next time on Q&A
with T&K.
T&K.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been Q&A with T and K. Thank you for listening. From serious to silly, Tiffany and Kristen are eager to answer your questions. Just email them to q4tnk@gmail.com. That's q4tandk@gmail.com. We'll be back next week with another episode. Music by Kurt Pearsall. Tiffany's sweet, sweet hubby.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.